Imagine if someone stole from more than 600 homes in your community, and after getting caught, that person was charged with just a single offense because all the crimes were similar. Some people feel the Illinois EPA is allowing a coal company to get away with something akin to that in western Illinois. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger reports.
Springfield Coal Company wants to renew the mining permit for its mine near the town of Industry. The decision on whether to grant another permit rests with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. It's charged with considering public input as well as information from other state agencies, such as the IEPA. And the IEPA decided to combine the mine's hundreds of water pollution permit violations under a single violation notice. News of the EPA's decision was announced during a public hearing on the permit renewal.
I was absolutely outraged.
This is Ramona Cook, who lives a few miles from the mine. She was one of about a half dozen people who spoke against the permit renewal, and a couple days after the hearing, she was still flabbergasted.
The violations occurred between 2004 and 2011, and there were 624 of them.
But the DNR, which hosted the hearing, says it won't look at this as a case of 624 violations. It will consider the single violation notice. Joyce Blumenschein of the Sierra Club called that a whitewash of the company's pattern of neglect.
It just makes this whole permitting promises that mines are supposed to be in compliance sound like, I hate to say it, a joke.
Tri-State's Public Radio inquired with the IEPA as to why it would combine more than 600 water pollution permit violations into a single violation notice. A spokesperson said the agency was looking into it, but no one ever got back to us. During the public hearing, Tracy Barkley of the Prairie Rivers Network debated the issue with the DNR's representatives.
I mean, you're saying there was one, but does it matter that there were multiple pages with hundreds of violations in there?
There's one violation notice.
I am just appalled that these are our state regulators from our Department of Natural Resources talking
this
about.
Ma'am, I can't make the rules up. This is what the rules
That's your
say.
Interpretation of the rules.
Well, it's obvious
that you have to consider the one violation notice and not what is on those pages, what is actually meaningful in terms of what you're supposed to be enforcing here.
Barkley contends it's clear the company is not operating the way it's supposed to. She says it's not caring for the land or water. Instead, it's destroying public resources. No one from Springfield Coal spoke during the hearing. The public can still submit written comments to the DNR about the mining permit renewal through Monday, March 10th. The DNR has until early May to make its decision on the mining permit. The agency can renew the permit for 5 years, deny it, or ask Springfield Coal for modifications. But Ramona Cook feels it's already a done deal.
It really was a futile action to go to that hearing at all. Nobody listened to us. We really don't have any power.
Cook is further concerned because the same operators want to open mines near Canton and Fulton County and near Littleton and Schuyler County. Cook says the land in western Illinois is a treasure. She believes the state could boost tourism and help small businesses by promoting its natural resources and history. But she says instead the state is allowing a single company to tear up the land for a short-term gain that benefits just a few. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.